get our chance for the first time to talk to Raiders boys coach Jason Meyer. And coach, you've got 2 weeks under your belt as far as practice, some good kids, some experience back. Hopefully the numbers, that's what you're always concerned to have a few more bodies out. Are the numbers a little bit more this year than last?
Actually, our numbers are a little bit less than last. We have 9 boys out. And like you mentioned, we do have, you know, quite a bit of experience back. We have 6 juniors, a sophomore, and 2 freshmen. So even though our numbers are low, we do have some solid players that have got a lot of minutes under their belt playing varsity basketball. So, you know, certainly foul trouble is not going to be our friend whatsoever, and multiple overtime games will not be our friend either. But, you know, I think we're going to have a solid team, and we're looking to we've been working hard and getting ready for this first game coming up.
Yeah, you've had some of these guys in that junior class, especially with Ethan, with Mason, a couple of guys junior class. They played a lot of basketball for you the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, Ethan Brown, Lucas Einspire, Mason Robbie, you know, they're all juniors. They're going on their third years being starters and major contributors. Probably our big question mark is who are, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 players going to be. You know, we're looking for good things from our other juniors, Tyler Banham, Peyton Newcomb, Jamie Rupert, and then our underclassmen, our sophomores and freshmen, hopefully can give us some minutes here and there. So, you know, again, a lot of experience with 3 of them and not a lot of experience with the rest. So a big question mark for us is, can we find that mix of our 4, 5, 6 players, 7 players to contribute and be help for us on the floor?
Yep, you want to get a little depth and give those guys a little break every now and then. Otherwise, those top guys we just mentioned, they're going to be on the floor a lot for you during the season.
Well, we're going to be in shape. So if you got to be on the floor the whole game, you got to be on the floor the whole game. So that's just the way it is. I guess when I was a player, I never wanted to come off the floor. So hopefully our kids are taking that attitude with them and they'll get after it.
And staying out of foul trouble. Guys, we got to keep you on the floor. We got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, play aggressive, but play smart. You can't have, you know, fouls 90 feet from the hoop and things like that and unnecessary reach-ins when they're not going to, you know, stop the ball anyway. So you got to know when to foul and when to just – sometimes you just got to let things go so you can keep playing.
Coach, you got Southwest here on a Thursday. You got Paxton there on Friday. A couple of conference teams I know you're looking forward to seeing somebody else to play against. But 2 conference teams who this year, both teams could win a lot of games this year.
Yeah, certainly we start our schedule off with 2 solid teams that, you know, both are well coached, both have some solid athletes, and both have some players that if we don't do things well defensively, you know, they can certainly hurt us and we could have a long night. So us focusing on the things that we need to stop and doing the little things well, boxing out, taking care of the ball, you know, attacking when we can, are going to be keys to us getting off to a, you know, good start in these first 2 games.
I know, not looking past you 2 games, but the Cattle Trail Tournament coach here in McCook again the following week on Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. That boys bracket with the teams that the conference teams that are coming back. You got Oberlin there in your opener on that Tuesday night, 8:00. But it's that boys bracket's going to be a tough one again this year.
Yeah, and it always is, and it's good to challenge yourself early in the year. And we do play a tough schedule. Our first, you know, 7-8 games are against all high quality opponents, and you know, we're going to find out what we're good at and what we're not good at and what we need to get better at as the season goes on. And that's kind of the key to your season or our season is, you know, improving, and we just want to get to the end and be the best we can then.
Well, I know you mentioned those 3 guys we talked to, us, you know, Ethan and also Mason, and those guys have played, Lucas, have played a lot of basketball, as I said, but those guys really as juniors now, strong kids. I remember watching them during the summertime a little bit. Boy, they're strong son of a gun. So, I mean, if they can go inside the paint when they want, and those guys can shoot the ball when they want as well.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of versatility. We, you know, in our offenses that we run, I think we have, you know, we can put 4 or 5 guys on the court that can play basically anywhere. And I think that's a good thing for us to have high versatility and the strength to go inside and outside. And, you know, hopefully that's something we can do.
And I take it you got Coach Evans right back by your side helping you again this year.
Yep, Coach Evans is along for the ride again.